Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Drunk Mustache Podcast. I'm Logan. I'm here again this week with TG. This week, we're going to be reviewing Rascal Flatts.
Can't do it.
I'm sorry?
I can't fucking do it. This is bullshit. You're killing me, man.
There's only two, man. You can make it. We can do this. I believe in you. Come on.
Be kicking and screaming, man. Kicking and fucking screaming.
You just got to pretend like you listen, because you know you're going to hate it anyway. So you just got to pretend like you listen.
Fair enough. The things I do for this friendship.
See, you're not nearly drunk enough for this, although maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's a very good thing. I will say I do feel a little bit bad about last week's where we did Alestorm and I was completely sober for it. I feel like that's like some lower form of blasphemy, but anyway, feel free to continue.
All right, so we have Rascal Flatts, Back to Us, Zac Brown Band's Welcome Home. Well, gee, I wonder what the theme there is. And Tyler, the Creator, Flower Boy. And before we get into that, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Video Games, because really, you know you have nothing better to do with your life.
Teaching kids to murder since, well, the last 30, 40 years.
Like, video games don't make people violent. Taking away people's video games makes people violent, all right? That's what it's all about.
I see.
Anyway, to start us off, we're going to go with Rascal Flatts, I guess? I don't know. I couldn't really decide which of these ones I wanted to listen to more. So we're going to go with Rascal Flatts, Back to Us. Here's a quick taste of their album.
I don't say what I mean. I don't mean what I say. It's almost like it ain't me that keeps pushing you away. How many nights have you laid here with me feeling like I left? Waking up in a stranger's bed.
And that's from their title track, Back to Us. So, based on our intro, Taylor, I think I've got a general idea of what your feelings on the matter are, but but why don't you give me your impressions of the album?
Okay, so a little bit of background about me. I grew up in Southwest Georgia, and basically, whenever I was in the car growing up, one of two people had control radio, my mom or my dad. My dad typically would just put on, like, I don't know, some Allman Brothers or something like that, but my mom would put on country music. And believe it or not, there was a point in time, Logan, where I did enjoy country music, but that was before I learned what good taste is. kidding. I know some people legitimately like country music. I'm trying not to be too much of a dick, but you know, and if I'm a little familiar with Rascal Flatts already, just by that nature. This is actually the first exposure to them I've had since I was in high school about 10 years ago. And to be honest, I did approach this album thinking, well, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they've evolved as artists over the last decade, seeing as how the last song I've really heard from them was whatever was on the radio 10 years ago. And I've got good news and I've got bad news. Good news, they still sound exactly like they did a decade ago. So if you're already into Rascal Flatts, there's nothing shocking on this album. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a good time. The bad news is if you don't like Rascal Flatts, that is the bad news. It's pretty, from my perspective, it was pretty much cookie cutter mainstream country music. And that's not I'm really trying hard to say that sucks, because we all know what my biases are. But the thing that really pissed me off the most about this album is almost every song was about a girl. Every song was about his girlfriend or his wife. The one slight deviation was one where he was talking about, like, they were talking about like a recent breakup. I think it was, what was it? I thought I had this already pulled up. It was the song Are You Happy Now, which was them attempting to kind of bittersweetly, kind of more bitter than anything else, sing about the end of a relationship. That was a slight change of pace from the rest of the album. But all in all, it was pretty run-of-the-mill pop, country music flavor. I'm a country flavored pop music. And the one track that made me cringe the hardest was Hopin' You Were Lookin'. And I want to emphasize that's Hopin' and Lookin', not Hoping and Looking. Like, it actually spells out with the apostrophes, which I guess you kind of need that to get that country twang in there. But
I needed to take another sip of beer when you said that.
But that song in particular just pissed me off because Logan, have you ever heard of something called the Millennial Whoop?
No, please.
So it's this specific sound, the specific vocal sound that has crept into pop music over the last couple of years. I wouldn't have known that it was a thing or something that you'd call. I didn't know it had a specific name until I saw some news article come up on Facebook a couple of months ago. But it's basically that, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, that whole thing that's popped up in almost every pop artist's music at least once.
That makes so much sense.
Rascal Flatts makes liberal abuse of that sound in this song. And it just, I don't know, it annoys me. It's one of those things that maybe it's a bit of an irrational annoyance, but there you have it. I know from previous conversations you said you rather enjoyed this album, and fair enough, but man, the overall feeling I got listening to this was this is the album for that, you know, for that guy who wants to be a redneck, who wants to be country while driving around a jacked up pickup truck in downtown Atlanta or really any urban center, and he's probably never gone mudding in it. It was just really, I can't sum it up any better than it just came off to me like country flavored pop music, which if you're into that, then here you go. This is a great album for that. But I don't know. I have to pass on this one.
So, yeah, you done? You done before I start? You done? Okay. Anyway, so for Rascal Flatts, for me, I have always liked their music, but I totally agree with you on 90% of what you said early on, which is, yes, their music is exactly the same as it was like 10, 15 years ago. Yes, nothing has changed about the sound. They still sing about whatever. So for me, and people might disagree with me, but this is just my personal thoughts, Rascal Flatts is not really a country group. They sing about country things because I think they know that that gets them listeners. But really, they're more of an a cappella group. Like,
kinda. I can see that.
Their focus is more on the fact that they have a really good vocal range and that they're good singers. And if you actually, I think for most of the songs on this track, you're not even really gonna pay attention to the music at all, if there is any music.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I will give you that. The guy, their main vocalist, does have a really good voice, and I will hand it to him. For him to still sound exactly the same now as he did 10 years ago, that is a testament to his skill as a singer. Sorry to interrupt, but I just had to point that out.
Well, and it also makes me feel good listening to them, because every time I see this guy who hasn't changed his voice in like 10 years, he gets fatter every time I fucking see him. So it's like, oh my God, he's fat and talented and he's got all the ladies, I assume. I don't know. He's singing about all these fucking ladies. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's always a good thing for kids to look up to, I guess. Yeah, I mean, you pretty much summarized everything in a good way. I could touch on, I don't hate it as much. I do like the sound. But yeah, the lyrics are dumb. The music is pretty much standard country music. It's, well, not even standard country music. It's pop country music. And there is a difference. It's the very easygoing, kind of mid-tempo, just kind of going along, makes you feel good about yourself without really thinking too much kind of music. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that necessarily. But as TG pointed out, I think it's just if you know what you're getting into and you like this stuff, then you're probably going to like it. Heck, even if you don't necessarily know what you're getting into, you might like it. If you just like pop stuff in general and maybe not even country, you'll probably like it. But if you're going in for, like, musical skill or anything like that, or if you're looking for something that isn't country oriented, then no, you, of course you're going to be disappointed. Yeah, personally, I don't give this much out of the bell curve. I give this like a 5.5 to a 6, but that's probably my personal taste. And if I really thought about it, this would probably be on the lower end, just because I think a lot of the songs are very samey. There's not a lot of creativity in the lyrics. As TG pointed out, they're all very much, hey, let's go, you know, this girl or my dream or this girl and my dream, just like all of their songs. But I mean, that's fine. That's the kind of the gap they've fallen into, and they know where they make money. So, you know, I'm not going to tell them to stop making money. That's just what they do. All right. So this next one, I was actually very disappointed with. Whereas with Rascal Flatts, I kind of knew when I picked that album, I was like, okay, this is what it's going to be. This next one, Zac Brown Band, was actually extremely disappointing to me because I had really big hopes for it. But here is off their new album, Zac Brown Band, All the Best.
I wish you love and happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do and go and fall in love with someone like you. Cause if you fail, oh, like I did.
All right. And that gives you a basic taste of the whole album, sadly, in my opinion. So before I let TG do his thing, I do want to touch on the reason I picked Zac Brown Band is that even though they are a very pop kind of country group, they tend to be more creative with their songs. They've got a lot of songs that kind of vary between bluegrass and metal. They have a lot of creative lyrics, and they have a lot of songs that I think people respect out of them and really like them for. They're just kind of fun, easygoing kind of stuff. They've even got a song where they collabed with Chris Cornell called Heavy as the Head, and it's just a metal song. And they've got a bunch of music that I really like Colder Weather, Toes in the Sand, obviously. Probably my favorite one from them, and that's something that you're not going to hear on the radio, but Where the Wind Blows Me, which is just basically them fiddling a lot. I've got a lot to like about this one, and it was incredibly disappointing. But before I go into that, TG, why don't you just give us your spiel?
So I actually feel a little bit more positive about this one than I did Rascal Flatts, primarily because this one felt a little bit more like, well, country music to me. I mean, it still had that kind of country pop feel in some places, but like you said, there was a little bit more variety in the music. It's still nothing I'm going to rush out of here to go pick up. Nothing really stood out to me as any particular standout song. Another thing I have to give them credit for is they had a much broader range of topics to sing about. Like, whereas with, Rascal Flatts Back to Us, where that entire album was just about their relationship with some woman, you know, this album, you know, Welcome Home seemed to deal a little bit more with a much broader range of the typical country music topics, like family life, wanting to get back to that. It really focused a lot on family, actually, like especially the song, God, My Old Man. That one I take you back what I said earlier. That song actually did kind of stand out a little bit to me. Bottom line, it was just a little bit more interesting to listen to than Rascal Flatts, if for no other reason because of the topics they covered. The songs still tended to run together a little bit. It was, you know, pretty generic, radio-friendly country pop music, and I would like to be able to sit here and do some comedically over-the-top angry rant about how much I hate country, but I feel like that'd just be a little tedious to everybody. So I'll just kind of cut myself short and say, you know, this is it's the Zac Brown Band. What else do you want from me?
Yeah, I guess so. My thoughts, and maybe it's because I have more experience with the band itself as far as their music. I've listened to a lot of their albums. I actually, like I said, I like a lot of their stuff. This album felt, of the albums I've listened to for them, this felt by far the most like generic, straight up country, if that makes sense. Like, these were all very much bland, generic country songs that you would hear on the radio, which there is nothing wrong with that. Again, going back to like Rascal Flatts, if you know what's going to make you money, I'm not going to tell you not to make money, but for a band who has been much more diverse in the past and been much more creative, it was extremely disappointing to be like going through all these songs. And I didn't have a real problem with any of them. It's just felt like, other than the topics, all the songs were pretty much the same song. Like, okay, there's some guitar and some light playing and the tempo's slow. And we're really playing to your emotions here, with, you know, the family and the, you know, father and going back and being in relationships and stuff. And it's just like, again, nothing wrong with that. It was just disappointing. I had such high hopes for this band, and maybe that's really playing into my rating, because I feel like I expected more from them, and it just kind of disappointed me. But overall, I guess, as you pointed out, it's not that bad of an album. It's just maybe because I had expected so much, I am significantly more disappointed.
I will point this out. Prior to this album, really the only thing I'd heard from them was that song Chicken Fried, which I swear to God, I hate that song. I absolutely fucking hate it. It is one of the most overplayed things I've ever heard, and it used to drive me up the wall every time I heard it. So coming from that, I mean, it didn't have a high bar to hit for me.
Yeah, if you get a chance, I would recommend listening to Heavy is the Head, which was by them, and Chris Cornell, and listen to Where the Wind Blows Me, which is not a song you're going to hear on the radio, that's for sure. But it's a good quick song. That's basically just bluegrass, if more than anything. Yeah, I guess my disappointment stems from when I picked them because they were creative and they had a lot of, you know, skills that they diversify country music with. And that's part of what I like about that band. And this was just generic, straight up country music. It wasn't even like lyrically creative, like Brad Paisley or anything, or hell. Who's that guy I hate, TG? What's his name? I refuse to accept it. The guy who's always singing about America.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, Toby Keith. Oh God. You know, I don't really like Toby Keith, but I respect Toby Keith for being so blatantly like over the top with his lyrics and stuff. So,
you know, over the top can be fun.
Well, he knows his audience and he plays to his audience, and I can't complain about that. You know, dude knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, as much as I am not really a fan of his music, I respect him for for picking a target and following through with it.
He's found his niche, and by God, he's hammering it for all he can.
And for Zach Brown Band, they've been much more creative in the past, and this one is disappointing to me. Maybe this is going to be their niche in the future. I really hope not, because it kind of made me sad about the whole thing. But yeah, if that is what it is, so be it. All right, I would give it like a 4. I was not a fan of this album, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. All right, moving on. Last guy of the night. Let's wrap this up. So we've got a drug trip in an album with Tyler, the Creator, Flower Boy. And here is his track, Where This Flower Blooms.
Ayo. Let's take it back to them date. Counting sheep on say they hand afloat. Carpet with my baby mama. $8 profit from the coffee I poke. Rent a center calling their day. Nobody home, they knocking on the door. Nah, skirt, 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 skirt. That's always the only dream that I can afford. Nah.
Yeah, unlike a lot of our albums where you can at least kind of get a taste of it, or a idea of what all the songs are going to sound like from one song, this is the first album that I've really listened to where it's like all these songs are so different. I don't think there's a good one that I can pick to kind of give a taste of the entire album. I mean,
agreed.
It was definitely very varied, and a lot of the songs were very unique and creative. In some aspects, that was good, in some aspects, that was really bad, but, you know, it is what it is. TJ, I'll hand it over to you. What were your thoughts?
All right, so I've never really listened to any of Tyler's music before this, so I didn't really have much expectation. I didn't really know what to expect, but I was actually pretty pleasantly surprised by this. I really enjoyed listening to this. The, you know, to kind of contrast with the Jay-Z album we did last week, I found myself really digging the music that he was rapping over in a lot of these songs. And also, I kind of like his voice a lot better. He seemed to have a much, much better, more creative usage of rhythm and the way he structured his rhymes and his bars. And I don't know, I just, it's, I know I say this at least once almost every week, I don't know a lot about rap, so it's kind of hard to fully articulate or explain how I feel about it. But you know, this is one of the few albums that I really sat there and like read the lyrics as I was listening to it. Typically, like, I'll go back afterwards and kind of read as I go. But oddly enough, I also felt like I didn't have to do that. The production quality, it's something we don't frequently mention in these reviews, but the production quality was just awesome on this album. You could hear the music clearly. You could hear the vocals clearly. They never really drowned each other out very much. It was very well balanced in that regard. And it was kind of relatable in a way on some aspects. Like some of the songs dealt with you know, social isolation, depression. I'm going to stop short of saying some of this stuff sounded like a cry for help from the guy. But, man, if any of his friends haven't checked in on him recently, maybe they ought to, you know, just go say, hey, man, how you doing? What's up? Because I can't really say this was a thoroughly happy album. Like 911, Mr. Lonely, like that one got kind of dark. Like that one really got a little dark. But on the other end of the spectrum, Who Dat Boy was really fun to listen to. That one and Pothole, which I'm just now seeing had him featuring Jaden Smith, which is interesting. I didn't know Jaden was in the music scene at all. So I guess he's following in. He's the heir of the Fresh Prince, I suppose. But
yeah, apparently Jaden.
I don't know.
Jaden's got a lot of friends in the music industry, apparently.
I believe it.
But yeah, I actually like that track too. It's a surprisingly good album, considering I knew very little about Tyler the Creator other than his name. I was very taken in with the music. Like I said, it felt like a drug trip, but it was like a fun, it was relaxing. There were some songs, as you pointed out, that felt like he was in danger and it was in trouble, but a lot of it was very like relaxing, floating on air, kind of like taking you away from your troubles kind of songs. And I dug the hell out of that. I probably didn't get as much out of the messages themselves as it seems like you did, but it was really relaxing. And I loved that in this album. It was just much easier to kind of listen to and just go through. Oh man, I really dug this album. I don't know what I can't really put my finger on it. It might have been the production value, like you said, TG. He put a lot of effort into making everything kind of sound smooth and come together well. And I guess it comes back to the diversity. Like usually with 90% of our albums, we've got like they kind of hit a feel and they just stick with it. Tyler is, I guess per his name, very creative. He went out of his way. He done a lot of crazy, unique stuff. All of it felt different. All of it felt unique in its own way. And that was part of what made it such a joy to listen to, is that like everything else, you would turn the next track and everything was a new experience. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
You're fine. I mean, just kind of trading off here. It's good. The other, like, I just want to point out, like, some of the themes I kind of felt coming up repeatedly in this album were, like, one of them was pretty on the nose, the track Boredom. That was one of the first ones I listened to that made me go, man, this guy might want to consider getting on some SSRIs or something, because he sounds just bummed out as fuck. Because the whole song, it's just, it sounds like it's written about somebody so completely depressed that they can barely get out of bed. And, I mean, that felt kind of heavy. Then there was also a couple of songs about wanting somebody that you can't really have or something like that, which I felt kind of interesting, that felt kind of interesting to me, because one of the things I've seen said about this album was that it was kind of a low-key coming out of the closet for Tyler, which I don't know if you got that. I can't really say I saw too much of that, but I guess I can kind of see where some of it might be, like the song Garden Shed kind of hinted at that a little, I guess. But
I feel like if you really read into the lyrics, I suppose you could, but
yeah.
I was kind of so taken in by the music and the
fair enough
the vibe. I didn't really the lyrics just kind of fell out for me. I was well more into the way that the music was carrying itself than anything else. And I think if I recommend this to people, I'm just going to say that, like, it's going to be your standard rap album. They're going to say the N-word. They're going to talk about, you know, their standard stuff, you know. But I still think this is something that a lot of people should listen to because it's unique and it's creative.
And I kind of got the vibe of, like, a teenager being, like, bored and frustrated in the middle of summer or something. That's one feeling I kept getting from this album.
Yeah. It's hard to wrap up in one word. It was a very – I keep coming back to creative because that's his title. But, yeah, it was a very – I haven't listened to anything really like this. Not in a while, certainly.
Yeah, and that's something I really – like I said, I got to contrast it to the Jay-Z album we talked about earlier because whereas that one was also dealing with some personal shit, there's two big differences to me. One, the music on Jay-Z's album was just grating to me for some reason. Two, as we've mentioned about other albums, it kind of felt like he was preaching a little bit, and also it was like hyper-specific. It felt like we were witnessing a couple fighting in front of us after we thought everything was going to be cool, and you just don't know how to handle it. But this one, sure, Tyler may have been referencing some very specific things in his personal life, but it was done so in a very relatable, very kind of – I don't want to say generic because that has such a negative connotation when you're talking about music. But I mean generic in the form of it's not something that you could not see other people relating to. Like, he's not talking about a specific person in the music. He's probably referring to them in his mind. But he – you know, it's just written in a way that it can resonate with other people and – to the, as we keep coming back to, the music was just awesome.
I would say maybe generic isn't the right word. I was going to say tasteful.
Sure. That's another way to go.
Like you said, he hits on some very heavy subjects. But whereas, let's go back to Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z. So Jay-Z kind of like felt like he was taking it upon himself. Like he was like taking the weight of the world and bearing it upon himself and like pushing it out there for the world to see, which is a little awkward because you know he's not really taking it on himself, and at the same time there's a bunch of other stuff going on there. And Kendrick felt like he was kind of rebelling against it and like shouting in its face and like throwing stuff at it, you know, like this is the way the world is and I hate it and da 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 da. And I can relate to that a lot more because the aggressive vibes kind of flow with metal, like people who like metal better. But yeah. In this case, it felt more like Tyler had an understanding of what that there are bad things in the world and that stuff is going on, but there's not really a great solution, so you just kind of got to roll with it. And I'm like, that's a very enlightened way to kind of feel about it, which is kind of goes back to where I said, like, it felt like a drug trip. I mean, it felt very relaxed and kind of just roll with the whole vibe thing. And I don't think that's for everybody, but look, I would honestly recommend this. Even if you like don't really like rap, I would recommend listening to this album. It was, I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I agree. I mean, case in point, as I keep repeating, and I really need to stop saying this because I think we get it by now, I don't typically like rap that much, but this was I had a great time listening to this. This was awesome.
There was one song that bugged me just because I feel like it could have been written better, but maybe there's like something I don't get about it, like the song November, where he's singing about like basically there's something that he regretted, but he uses the lyrics like my November was like summer of 1994 or something. And I was like, well, then why don't you just call the song that? Why is it November? Like, if you have regrets, why are you calling it November? But other than that, that really bugged me. But other than that, I really liked everything about this album. I'm not going to give it a 10, probably an 8 going on a 9. I really like this album. Anyway. I got nothing else to say, bro. You got any comments?
If I go on a roll again, I'm just gonna start talking about how much I enjoyed this album again. So I guess I'm done.
All right. Well, we gotta go. We gotta watch some Game of Thrones. So thank you as always to our listeners for listening to us ramble on. If you have any albums you'd like us to listen to in the future, please just give us a shout out in the comments section below. And until then, have a good rest of your week.
Night. And remember, every dollar that is spent waging the war on drugs is a dollar not spent genetically engineering cat girls for domestic ownership.